covering the pattern of crimes in Mayberry over the years, and with this as a basis, predicting the course of law violations during the current year. Like it?
Yeah, it's pretty.
Yeah, and it is real good looking with all the Crayola work and everything on it. But I tell you the truth, we don't go in too much for charts. We mostly work with the people.
Yeah, this is usually a bunch of nonsense.
Well, now, don't underestimate statistics. Sometimes their accuracy can be uncanny, especially in the field of prediction according to past patterns. Mm-hmm. For instance, before the month is out, I venture to say you'll have 12 traffic violations, 3 break-in and enterings, 1 wife-beating case, 1 vagrancy.
Wife-beating? No.
Yeah?
No.
Because according to past patterns, it should happen.
That's a laugh, huh, Andy? A chart predicting crimes like it was some kind of a crystal ball or something.
Hello, Sheriff Tennessee.
What? I'll get a man right on that. Much obliged, Grace. Well, what do you know? Your crystal ball seems to be working. Ed Simpkins just give his wife what for.
Well, I thought it would happen this much, but I didn't figure on this kind of timing.
I'll get right out on the case, Andy. The Don and Mike
Show. Suck me, the Don and Mike Show.
I cannot attest to the validity of the guys who are calling in now saying that they want their daughters to go to the prom with Dennis.
It's all guys?
Yes.
That's interesting.
It's all guys. Let's start here. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Buster from Ocean City.
Yes, Buster.
I want to have my daughter get a date with Dennis Murphy.
Why?
Well, she's gotten around the school a whole lot, right? And all the guys know that.
Damn, I want to tell you something. First off, I don't believe you.
Right.
I want to tell you something. I can see right through Lisa's pants.
Where'd she go? Well, how did you
just
see her just walk by?
No, she's coming back in the building.
See right through him?
I mean, she might as well not be wearing any pants.
It's true.
I mean, the outline of her butt and her butt cheeks and her butt crack in those pants.
Is she wearing a thong? We determined that.
Yes.
Said that at the beginning. She is wearing a thong.
Well, based on when she bent over in the office before.
Has she confirmed it, though?
Hey, Lisa, come here for a minute. I mean, I'm telling you, I just saw her walking down the street.
Mm-hmm.
I guess she just went out to get some cigarettes or something. She's coming in.
For all of us.
And I looked outside, and Jesus Christ, it just looked like a buttock walking.
Yeah. Here comes Lisa.
Those pants you have on are incredibly tight.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
That's funny. I was just walking in, and I heard something about underwear. Are they talking about me?
But we were talking about you earlier in the show as far as whether that... Is that a thong?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thong.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes, it is.
Thank you.
Very tight.
Is that good?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's...
doesn't that thing go up your dookie, though?
It's supposed to. Actually, one of my sisters always wears thongs, and when I was younger, I didn't understand because it was kind of a... I didn't understand it anyway, so it takes a little getting used to. It feels like you always have a wedgie, and then now I feel like...
It's natural?
Yeah, I don't have any underwear on, but...
Well, you know, I'm going to try one.
I think it would look really good.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right, I can loan you one.
Oh, Rob, that's right. You've got several.
Yeah, I buy from the Big and Tall Men's store.
And you're set for your mission tomorrow, right?
Oh, I'm ready to go.
Okay, good. All right.
I said to somebody, or actually a couple people earlier, I'm sorry you won't see me because I'm going to look so good.
So wholesome tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wonderful.
Kathy Lee part 2 tomorrow.
Very good.
I'll tell you about that. All right, get out of here.
Thank you for admiring my bum.
Well, I can't help but notice it. Jesus Christ. look at K.O.B. He's the funniest.
Yeah, I know.
You see him just shake his head that way?
And the old bub just going,
You know this?
Oh, man.
Like when an old guy sees a vintage car go down the street.
Right.
You know the way he just turns his head like,
man, look at that. That's fine. That's fine. Wow.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Don, good day.
Good day. Who's this, please?
This is Neil in Woodbridge.
Neil, now, do you really have a daughter who you'd like Dennis Murphy to accompany to the prom?
Yes, sir. She's 17 years old and goes to school down at Garfield.
And what would your reasons be?
I talked to her, and she said she'd love to do it.
Is she there?
She's at home right now. I'm at my other daughter's ball game.
Now, and she'd love to do it because?
Because of Dennis.
Because of Dennis. Listen, hold on.
Okay. Robbie, that sounds more credible than the last guy.
Robbie, get the number of the girl at home, and we'll give her a call. That guy is online. Number 4. Hello.
That sounds to me, just hearing the guy, you know, on the tone, that maybe, you know, the world famous factor.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi.
This is Dan calling from Modesto, California.
Hi, Dan.
I have a 16-year-old daughter, junior in high school, and she is in desperate help for a date to the prom.
Have you spoken to her?
Not yet. Joel and E.C. Spritzen is...
No. These are the guys that I don't have any faith in. It's the guy that said the guy that said he talked to his daughter, I buy that. It's the guys that haven't talked to their daughter.
Well, my daughter's been trying to get a date for the prom for a while now.
No, listen. You have to run it by her first. Okay, let me see. You think she's at home now, sir?
Yes.
All right, hold on. I'm going to dial her up right now.
Very good.
Here we go.
This has to be, the father's, mother's, daughter's decision.
All right, are you there?
I'm here.
All right, I've conferenced the lines together.
Very good. See if we can make the magic happen.
Hello?
Cheryl?
Yeah.
Hi, this is Don and Mike. We have your dad here, and you're on the air. Is that okay?
That's fine.
Dad, say hi to your daughter.
Hi, sweetie.
Hey, Dad.
Now, honey, you want Dennis Murphy to take you to your prom?
Sure, why not?
You're familiar with the world-famous star Dennis Murphy?
Yes, I am. My dad listens to the station all the time, and whenever I'm in the car, I hear you guys.
How old are you, honey?
I'm 17.
You're 17, and what would be your number one reason for wanting to go to the prom with Dennis?
I don't really know. I just think it would be a really neat thing to do.
Do you not have a boyfriend?
No, I don't.
All right, you'd like to go with Dennis?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's amazing, isn't it, that it's happened this quickly? Yeah, we're both
thought it might.
We're both kind of speechless right now.
Thought it might. Well, you know, it means she gets a stretch limo, and she gets deep at the palm, and it means Now you know that because of. Let me ask you something. This is like I'm talking to a little girl. Do you know who Mark Shimura is?
No, I do not.
He's a football player who had sex with a high school girl.
Right.
Because of that. Your daddy has to go on the date with Dennis.
You know you'll be chaperoned for this whole thing.
That's fine.
This is just Dennis going with you as a companion.
Yes.
Nothing prom-like is going to happen.
Well, that's fine. My dad can come along.
Unless you want to make a date with Dennis after the
date. Oh, God, stop it.
If you want to go out with him like the next day or something.
God.
Okay, hold on a second. Hold on. Dad, hold on.
Okay.
All right, hold on. Dennis?
Oh, God, that was quick.
Well, you're a very popular man, Dennis.
I'm popular. I can't believe it.
All right, now listen.
Yes?
Play it cool.
Oh, I know.
Her name is Cheryl.
Yeah, my sister's been Cheryl.
Let me find out a little more about her. Hold on a second.
Okay.
Hey, honey, what grade are you in?
I'm a senior.
A senior? Who's the celebrity you think you most resemble?
Let's see. I've been told I look a little bit like Courtney Cox.
Yeah, a little bit.
So you're hot.
Oh,
okay. I don't
want to
sound
stupid. I mean, she's 17. Yeah, but you can say to a 17-year-old,
I know. It's just a little weird.
No, come on. Well, then leave the room for this part of the show because
it's a little weird.
You can ask a 17-year-old girl if she thinks she's hot.
Okay.
That's all I was trying to get to, if she's hot or not.
But, of course, there's nothing's going to go on with Dennis.
But I think everybody listening would like to know.
What she looks like.
What she looks like.
Very good. All right.
If she has self-esteem, if she thinks she's hot.
Okay. Very good.
I'm not going to ask her anything. I'll ask her anything else I want to ask her. I'll ask you to leave the room if
I
ask her.
Very good.
If I ask her oogie stuff.
Maybe it's the two-daughter thing that's bothering me here. That's it. All
right. Right. I'm sure at some point your daughters will be asked if they think they're hot.
That's true.
Hopefully it won't.
And I'll go to the closet for my shotgun.
It won't be a couple of years.
That's right.
All right. So you are 17. You're a senior. When do you turn 18?
June 23rd.
Are you going to college?
Yes, I am.
What college?
Well, right now I'm just going to go to take some community courses, community college courses. That way I can get a start off. And
right, 13th grade.
And nobody's asked you to the prom?
No. I've been searching, but I kind of gave up hope.
And you decided Dennis Murphy would be the solution?
Absolutely.
All right, well then let's put them together. Dennis,
here he comes.
Say hello.
Hi, Dennis.
Hi, Cheryl. How are you doing?
Hello,
good,
your prom date, Cheryl.
Okay. Cheryl, I'm amazed that you want to go with a 23-year-old guy, but if you want me to go, I'm there for you.
Now, Cheryl, what high school do you go to, honey?
I go to Garfield.
Garfield, and when is your prom?
Yeah.
It's this Saturday.
This Saturday. Mm. Oh, my God. We've got to get it all together.
Oh, my God. That's quick.
Can you handle that, Dennis?
Oh, I got my suit from today's man.
Right. He has a brand new suit from today's man.
Won't they be wearing tuxes?
Oh, you want me to tux, Cheryl?
Yes.
Gee, Dennis, you don't want to stand out.
Well, I'm sure we can get him. Robbie, who do we get rentals from? Masters Tuxedo. I'm sure. we can get you a wonderful tuxedo, Dennis, and we got to get him a car.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And we got to set up the dinner at the Palm Restaurant right. for Dennis and Cheryl and for Cheryl's dad.
Cheryl, you look like Courtney Cox.
Dennis. Watch it.
Watch it.
Watch it.
Well, I can't. I'm going to have a handcuff on because I'm worried.
Yeah, Dad's going to be along anyway.
Oh, I know. God, right. I will have fun.
All right. Well, then, Cheryl, this is your date for your senior prom this Saturday night. Major effing star Dennis Murphy. Now, what do you know about Dennis?
Not too much.
Oh, God. You don't know what I look like, do you?
Well, that's fine,
because
looks don't matter.
Looks don't matter.
They might, honey.
Oh, dear.
Come on, God.
They might. No, Dennis is a very handsome fellow.
Very, very charming.
Hey, I look like Tom Selleck.
That's right, Tom Selleck.
Do you think I should tell her about your website so she can see you first?
What the hell? DennisMurphy.com, Cheryl. It's your little computer. Log on.
Yeah, you can get a look at Dennis by going to DennisMurphy.com.
Okay.
I won't shock you.
God. No, I wouldn't say shocking is the word.
Interesting.
Disturbing.
Disturbing.
Come on, God.
Disturbing. That is the perfect word.
Oh,
disturbing.
Be nice. Come on, be nice.
That
though.
Is the absolutely mother of all words.
Why are you calling me disturbing, God?
I'm not calling you disturbing. Just your appearance is disturbing.
Oh, well, what's the matter?
So goddamn events disturbing.
Now, come on. Come on. Is this funny? Come
this
on.
I'm feeling like I'm going down the roller coaster right
no,
now.
No, come on. This
very
is
very weird. Very weird.
This is good radio. Dennis helps out a girl
yeah.
who doesn't have a date for the prom.
Absolutely.
You know, I'm sending the dad along.
The dad's going along. Very good.
Beautiful. Well, then, kids. Yeah, of course. Now, hold on. Dennis, hold on.
I'm not disturbing.
Okay.
We didn't say you were disturbing. Oh.
Your appearance is disturbing.
What? I don't understand that comment. Why do my appearance look disturbing?
Okay. It's okay, Dennis. It's not disturbing.
It's not.
Oh, I know I only have one hand, but that's not disturbing, is it?
That's right.
No, it's not.
You're going to have a perfectly wonderful time.
No, it's not.
Okay.
Perfectly wonderful chaperone time.
I apologize that I said your appearance is disturbing.
God, can't wait to go with you to the prom.
I'm not gonna lose that bet, Dennis.
I'm
not gonna lose that bet.
Okay.
Dennis, hold on. Cheryl, hold on.
Okay.
Hold on a second.
All right, now let me see. Where's the dad? The father is on another line.
Dad?
Yeah.
Okay, you heard all that happen, right?
Yep.
So you're cool with that?
Yep.
Okay, so Saturday night, I guess.
It's prom night.
I guess we'll leave all the details up to Charles Brunhill to, you know, find out where you guys live. We'll get the car. We'll get Dennis hooked up with the tuxedo. And, you know, I hope you don't mind. We're going to bring the camera along and bring the, you know, a tape recorder along.
Gotta have.
So we can hear everything that happens on the day.
Dennis should go out and buy a corsage, too. I think he should pop for that on his own.
Yeah, absolutely. And nothing he gets to pin on her. One of those wrist jobbies.
Yes, a wrist.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Dad, you'll be there the whole time.
Okay.
All right, hold on, please.
Thank you.
Hold on a second. Okay. That came together pretty quick.
It certainly did. I'm surprised that it happened that quick.
Pretty quickly. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello, Don and Mike. How are you doing?
Hey, buddy.
Hi. I just have to say there's no way I would ever let Dennis Murphy date my 16 or 17-year-old daughter.
Well, I think date is a strong word to use.
It's just, you know, it's filling the void.
Even for one time going out. All right, well, Mike, would you let him take your 16 or 17-year-old daughter to the prom?
Only if my daughter wanted to take Dennis and she knew Dennis from the radio, I probably would say okay if I was going to be there the whole time, which is what Dad's going to be. No.
Yeah. Okay.
Honestly?
I wouldn't do it.
But the question is not if Mike would do it or you would do it. The thing is, a guy will do it.
A guy's doing it, and, you know.
And she wants to do it.
Dad's going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Dad's going to be there the whole time.
Yeah, I just think that little pervert factor's working in, though.
Oh,
an older man, young girl.
Mm. Yeah, right. Okay. F you. Yeah. Just take away every fun idea that we try to do on this show.
All right, have a nice day.
Well, is that a dad calling?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, the dad, it's not your kid, it's the dad that's calling it. And he's going to be there the whole time.
Okay, well, I didn't mean to rain on your parade or anything. I'm just saying that it's something that I could not do, something I would...
Okay, well, great. Did I ask you to? No.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Okay, besides, you know, never mind. I was going to say something about your daughter, but I won't say it.
There you go.
About what she might be doing this Saturday night anyway that you don't know about.
Thank you.
All right, goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Mr. Spicoli, you're on dangerous ground here.
Right. Right. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Don and Mike, good evening. Wanted to say that I think that this girl, my original feeling was that this girl is not 17, but maybe since her father called in, she is 17. So my original thought was that she's perpetrating a fraud and that she is not 17, but...
Well, she gave us the name of the high school. We got the phone number. Yeah,
Checked your sources, so it's my bad. I was wrong.
We'll check the whole thing out.
All right, thank you, my
faithfully
friend.
Faithfully deny. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
We'll check it out.
Jesus. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
This is not Don and Mike, is it?
Yes, turn your radio down, please.
Okay. You need to maybe give that girl something to start going out with, Dennis. Like maybe supply her with a prom dress.
Well, she's getting the limo.
And she's getting a free dinner.
The dinner.
Yeah, but still, going out with Dennis. I've seen Dennis, and you got to get her from this, too. At least they got a match.
Listen, the girl's getting a free limo ride. She's going to eat at a big restaurant. She's going with Dennis Murphy. Come on. Will everybody just please let it alone? Just let it alone.
I'm not saying nothing anymore.
Just let it alone.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bye.
I ain't saying nothing.
You buy her a dress if you want her to have an address.
Not buy her, rent her one. Why would you want to spend the money and buy one?
Rent her one. Honey, here's your rented dress.
Rented dress. They do that, I think, don't they?
They must if they rent tuxedos for guys.
I think I've been in rental places where they have, like, bridesmaids' dresses.
There's something that's gross about a girl renting a dress. There's nothing gross about a guy renting a tuxedo.
Right.
But there's something that seems gross about a girl renting a dress.
And for this evening, we certainly don't want to do anything that's gross.
Okay, what about the father, then? Get him a tuxedo.
Everybody's helping.
All right, goodbye.
Everybody's helping.
Goodbye, please, everybody. That's it. It's done. They're going to the prom this weekend. You'll hear about it on Monday's episode.
All right.
Okay. Hello, John Kim.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi, John Kim.
You guys don't have to help me because I'm going to a fat people's convention next weekend.
Now, John Kim, as you know, is the Asian man who wanted a fat chick to go to a nudist convention with him.
That's right, and you're going to go to the source now.
But there's a fat people's convention next weekend in Philadelphia, so I'm going to that. So.
And what is it called, John Kim?
It's called NAFA, N-A-A-F-A, National Association to Advance Fat Acceptance.
Oh, fantastic. And you go there to pick up a date?
It's usually the ratio is like 11 to 1, women to men, so, you know.
There you go.
John Kim, what is it about fat chicks that you dig so much?
They're just so hot, man. They're bountiful boobies and, you know.
You're just going to be sitting in the hotel bar?
Something like that.
Just poaching.
Like dances and lingerie shows and swimming pools and all that.
I guess he would be John Kim. You're not all that fat. You're kind of chunky. You're a little chunky, but you'd be the poster guy for fat acceptance.
Right. Can I go up there as a representative of you guys?
No.
No, absolutely not.
Oh, I have another idea. You know Channel 2 in Baltimore?
Yes.
They usually have the live thing down in at the Inner Harbor. And Norm Lewis usually does the weather from the ground level. I want to read your guy's name.
Norm Lewis is a dickwad. Have you ever seen that guy on Channel 2?
You see the guy with the long neck, you know, wears the
tight-fitting
suits?
Yeah, right. Norm Lewis.
So I want to stand behind him and scream your name if that's okay.
Sure, yeah, sure.
Absolutely, John Kim.
Thank you, John Kim.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Hi, this is Stacy. I have a question for you.
Yes.
The other night I was working in my bar, and a gentleman asked me if beavers, is there such thing as beavers with an S? Or if there's five beaver, is it beaver or beavers?
Are you talking about the slang for a girl's place?
No, I'm just, I guess either or. And I figure if anyone would know, it'd be you guys.
What is the question again?
Okay. If beaver, if there's more than one beaver, do you put an S on it?
Like a herd of beaver?
Yeah.
A pride of beaver.
Or would you say, look, there's a bunch of beavers.
Bunch of beavers.
Yeah.
Or would you say, look at those beaver?
That's a legitimate grammatical question.
It's like deer. You say, look, there's a flock of deer. You don't say, look at all those deers.
Yeah.
Honey, I don't know.
All right.
I think it would be, look at the beaver. I think it'd be singular.
You look at the, I thought that at first, but then I keep thinking about it.
Like, if you walk by, you just look at the beautiful beaver.
You'd sound like an idiot if you said, look at all those beavers.
Look at the beavers.
Look at those beavers.
It'd be just, I think it would be just like deer.
Are there, no, you know what? If there was only two of them, though.
Look at the beautiful deer out in the field. It would be, look at the beautiful beaver out there.
But what if there was only two of them? You said, look at those two beavers right there. Aren't they? But you wouldn't say, look at those two beaver.
Look, a pair of beaver. And I think you can go all the way back to, like, to those old movies when they're talking about trappers, where there are plenty of beaver up there.
Hunting beaver.
Yeah, okay, singular, honey.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, one last call. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, Don and Mike. It's Cheryl again.
Oh, Cheryl, the high school girl.
Yeah.
Hi.
I just wanted to say a little something about all the people calling in, and they're saying stuff about, you know, I wouldn't let my 17-year-old daughter go to the prom with Dennis and this, that, and the other, and I just think it's really wrong. It was, you know, my dad called me up, and he asked me about it, and I turned on the radio, and it was my decision. He let me make the decision, and people, you know, need to really keep their nose up.
Yes, good for you.
Just like John Kim going up to the fat convention, it's all about acceptance.
Exactly.
John Kim is weird.
John Kim is turbo weird.
John Kim calls with weirder stuff every time. First, it's I want to find a fat Jew.
Absolutely.
Who knew he was into fat chicks like that?
We wouldn't be sending John Kim to any proms.
No, absolutely not.
That's right.
Not a chance.
Dennis Murphy does what he's told.
Thank you. Cheryl, thank you for calling back.
No problem.
All right, bye, honey. We got to do a break. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah.
been hitting a couple good ones lately. Finally, I want to put in an unbiased platform. Oh, I'm sure a lot of the old institutional folks out there don't want to hear this, but I come from the business. I worked at Goldman Sachs. I ran a hedge fund. I managed wealthy people's individuals. Wealthy people's money. Rich individuals' money. And I made a lot of money for them. 24% after all fees, totally documented. Gave it up to do this show and to tell the truth about an industry that I think abuses you. That's right, abuses you. If you want to give me a call, the number is 1-800-862-8686. We're going to do the danger zone in this half hour. It's where I flag a stock. This
106.7 WJFK.
Help prevent kidney and urinary tract disease. Call the National Kidney Foundation, 202-244-7900, or call us here at WJFK.
Infinity Broadcasting, WJFK, FM, Manassas, Washington, D.C.
Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left would be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Wildcard caller in Virginia. Welcome to Coast, you're on with my guest, Dr. David. Go ahead.
George.
Yes, sir.
I got to hand it to you for to follow part of this conversation. Some of this is just going right through me, over my head. I have a question about time travel.
Okay.
In that, let's say your guest and I, he and I both got in the same time machine. We went into the past by, say, 6 weeks.
Uh-huh.
Grabbed a hold of ourselves, brought ourselves forward into the future. Now, all four of us are standing right here, right now. Since we are right here, right now, would the four of us still be able to listen to the Don and Mike Show?
Well, if you do that, you grab yourself and...
thank you. Bye.
Now there's a time traveler who left his brain behind.
Well, you're shaking yourself. Oh, oops, my phone fell off.
Stay tuned for your shot at Big Bucks. Secret Sound, only on the Don and Mike Show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Your discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Donna Mike.
Hey, kids, could I...
God, it smells like S in here. What you do is you say... Well, it smells like S in here.
Right.
Because I'm taking it.
Yeah,
right now.
You fess up. Mm-hmm. You don't sit there in petrified silence, hoping that perhaps no one would notice that we'd leave. No, because Don's smart enough to send a spy down there.
To see who it was. Yes, hello, Robbie.
I think he probably just didn't want to alienate his newest friend.
Okay. So it was Steve Johnson with his shiny, hard black shoes.
So there are two rules here. There are two things that we should tell everyone when they go in there. Number one, you do the courtesy thing. So as soon as it hits the water, get rid of it. Because
right.
If you're going to sit there a while, like a lot of guys do, I do, and you just get rid of that stuff. And number two, if there are guys in there talking about it, you know, immediately, especially if you work with
own up to it.
You just say, hey, knock it off. Hey, cut it out.
Hey, I'm in here.
Let me enjoy myself.
I'm giving birth in here.
Enjoy myself. Don't sit there and cower.
You don't say anything.
Really?
Jesus.
These big Frankenstein shoes.
Go find out where Steve Johnson is from. Let me see if he's at it. Hold on. I'm just trying to call him.
Okay, let's call him.
Let me just ask him. How come he didn't say anything?
Let's see if he learned either of these lessons. We'll find out. We'll find out right now.
Our new friend, Steve Johnson.
Mm-hmm. It was a big lunch, I'll tell you that.
Director of sports sales.
Well, ask him if he went out for lunch today.
There could have still been some weekend coming through.
Yeah, I believe so. Absolutely. It wasn't Super Bowl, was it, this Sunday?
No.
Okay.
No, it wasn't.
You reach Steve Johnson with the Washington Redskins Radio Network. I'm away from my desk right now or out of the office, so please just leave your name, number, and a short message at the tone. I'll get back to you as soon as I can. If you need immediate assistance, please dial 0 for the operator.
Gonna leave him a message.
He will help you. Thank you, and have a great day.
I'll record your message at the tone. When you're finished, hang up or stay on the line for further options.
Okay, hold on.
We get to play it back.
I will, just a second. Give me a moment. Hold on, wait a second.
Thank you. If you'd like to add to your message, enter 1.
Sometimes I never get sick of
it. I'm gonna blow a gasket here, man.
Oh, it is answering me.
Oh, God, I'm coughing up a lung.
Great. Steve? Steve Areno.
Hello? Hello, anyone in there? Hello?
God.
We've given him enough.
I believe we delivered them.
Oh, wow. Hello. That's enough. Hey, that'll be quite enough of that.
That's all right. That's not even funny. Oh, come on now. Listen, let me take a call here.
Happy Monday.
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, honey.
Hi. How are you?
Fine, thank you. You know, we're talking to you while
TV?
No, we're talking. We're talking to you while we're leaving a message for sales guy Steve Johnson. What is your name?
Crystal Cox.
Crystal Cox.
Really? Wow, that's incredible.
That'd make a good porno name.
Mm-hmm. I bet it would.
Join Nikki Knockers and Crystal Cox.
It's a great, great name.
Crystal, you are calling because
I wanted to go to the Ice House Beach House.
Crystal, we have room for 3 more. I take it back. 2 more girls.
Right.
2 more. So you are on the list. Are you available from this Friday until next Friday?
I sure am.
And how do you feel about your life being an open book?
That's fine with me.
Beautiful. Crystal, how old are you?
26.
Who's the celebrity?
Who's the celebrity that you most resemble?
They asked me that earlier. I can't really think of anybody for some reason.
Honey, you gotta have one.
Gotta have one.
Gotta have
one. See, short brown hair, weigh about 120. Try to think.
We've got time.
Go ahead, take
We're just
time.
Leaving a message.
I can't think of anybody that looks like that, though.
All right, well, are you cute?
Yeah.
All right, Crystal, you're in.
Thank you.
Hold on just a second, okay?
Uh-huh.
And would you like to leave a message for Steve Johnson?
That's okay.
Well, just say hi to him.
I'll leave a message. I'll say hi.
Just say hi, Steve.
Okey-dokey.
You're on his answering machine right now.
Hi, Steve.
Nice job.
Thank you. Hold on, Crystal.
Uh-huh.
Hold on. Let me see if there's anybody else on the phone that wants to say hi to Steve.
Very good.
Hello, do you want to say hi to Steve?
Yeah, okay.
What's your name?
Rich.
Okay, go ahead. Say hi to him.
Hi, Steve. Okay. Got that?
Yeah.
Thank
Hello.
You.
Hi, who's this? Hello, Don and Mike. Hello, who's this?
Hello?
Yes, who is this?
Hey, it's Nathan.
Mason, want to say hi to Steve?
I would love to. Steve, how are you, my brother? Nice shoes.
Hello. Don and Mike Show. Who is this?
Don and Mike, this is Jeff. How you guys doing?
Jeff, we're doing great. Say hi to Steve Johnson.
Hey, Steve. How you doing? Nice sound. Got a good story for you. My daughter had a slumber party.
Don't have time for a story. Just had time to say hi to Steve Johnson. CBS employee of the day.
I'll tell you right now. You know, since you pressed that number one, get it, number one, it's just unlimited, isn't it?
You want to say hi to Steve? Hello?
Yeah, Donald Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can say hi to Steve.
All right, go ahead.
Hey, what's up, Steve? I hope you like those farts you're getting there, man.
There you go. Everybody's
going to Steve Johnson. Meanwhile, this is a nice 20-minute goddamn message left on his machine.
Absolutely.
You know, and I believe the way the phone system works here, he's going to have to listen to it all the way to the end to delete
before
it.
Before he has the options,
yes.
Yeah.
You can't just delete it out. You can't just hear who it is and delete. You've got to listen. And that's the problem. People just don't know how to listen. Hello, you want to say hi to Steve?
Hey, Steve, how you doing, buddy?
Who's this?
Nick from Wichita.
Nick from Wichita. They're checking in across America, Steve.
All the way out in Wichita.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I'd like to say hi to Steve.
Who's this?
This is Brian from Sacramento.
All right.
Steve, wipe your ass.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi, who's this?
This is Donnie from Bowie. I want to ask Steve, did he wash his hands?
There you go.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
I think that's fine.
That's about
well, then, fine.
Hello? Hello? Oh. No. All right, well, the message has been...
Message has been sent.
Message has been dropped.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you, Steve Johnson.
Oh, that was great.
Next time, simply say something.
Yes, speak up. Speak out with it, son.
This is the Dumb...